There are all kinds of problems along the U.S.-Mexican border: illegal immigration, drug smuggling, violence. Now a new financial complication. Companies on the Mexican side are finding it harder to get American banks to take their money. U.S. banks are closing the accounts of longtime business customers in an effort to stop money laundering. But as Jude Joffe Block reports from member station KJZZ, the moves are hurting legitimate businesses.
Here in the border town of Nogales, Mexico, the lunch crowd is settling in at La Roca restaurant. Its live music and traditional cuisine have made it a landmark for 43 years. The prices are listed in dollars, and many of the diners come in from Arizona. The ownership is American, and so was the restaurant's bank account and credit card until a couple months ago. Alicia Martin is one of La Roca's current owners.
I actually got a phone call by two young ladies from the bank.
Chase Bank. They said they were closing some foreign business accounts, including the account for Martin's restaurant.
And I was like, what? What are you talking about? You know, why? And she says, well, because we can't monitor you.
It was part of the bank's efforts to stay in line with federal anti-money laundering regulations.
I said, I've been with you for over 40 years and you can't monitor me? And she said, well, don't take it personally. And she says, because there have been some people that have been with us for 70 years and we're closing their accounts as well.
A Chase spokeswoman confirmed the bank is in the process of closing fewer than 5,000 small foreign business accounts. Regulators have cited the bank in the past for not having adequate anti-money laundering controls. In fact, that's one reason Chase had to pay billions in fines in recent years. Martin thought about moving her account to another U.S. bank, but heard others might soon follow Chase's lead.
What happens to those of us who do business transparently when it's honest business? I don't know. I feel like we're being punished for somebody else's deeds.
The southwest border is seen as a higher risk area for money laundering because of drug and human smuggling organizations. Paul Hickman of the Arizona Bankers Association says banks are trying to do the right thing.
They don't want to help facilitate illegal conduct. And if they find a concentration of high-risk accounts, they're going to scrutinize those and they're going to decide, all right, what kind of resources do we have to police this?
And Hickman says if banks don't have the resources to properly monitor certain accounts,
we're certainly not going to put society at risk by continuing to potentially facilitate this type of trade.
Most of the major banks are either facing enforcement actions or there have been enforcement actions.
Dennis Lormel used to run the FBI's financial crimes program and now consults on anti-money laundering issues. HSBC came under fire a few years back for failing to stop a Mexican drug cartel from laundering millions of dollars through its banks. But as banks and regulators try to prevent that kind of crime, it's not always obvious which client accounts should be closed.
This is a very complex subject. There's no easy answer and there's no easy fix.
Bankers worry if they can't properly monitor risky customers, regulators could slap them with fines or require expensive reforms. But Lormel says regulators and law enforcement say it's counterproductive for banks to close too many accounts, since it sends transactions underground.
And unfortunately, some very honest and innocent people are getting caught up losing their banking relationships.
Cattle broker Juan Carlos Ochoa says he's another one of the honest, innocent people who lost his bank account. Ochoa is a dual citizen who imports cattle into Douglas, Arizona, and he runs this feedlot on the Mexican side of the border.
The capacity is 5,000 head of cattle, and we are full.
Ochoa says business is good, except for the stress of where to keep his money. Back in his office, he says after Chase closed his account, he moved to Wells Fargo. Then Wells Fargo closed his account too, without offering an explanation.
I can't be without a bank account because every day I have to buy and sell cattle. Every day.
He needs a U.S. account so American buyers can easily wire him his payments. But at the same time, a number of major banks have been closing branches on the Arizona border. So there's only one bank left in Douglas that hasn't yet rejected Ochoa.
The day there are no more banks left, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Ochoa says the irony is this trend could force some border businesses to use cash. And that makes transactions less transparent and more vulnerable to money laundering. For NPR News, I'm Jude Joffe Block, reporting from the Arizona border.
Jude's story comes to us from the Fronteras Desk, a public radio collaboration in the Southwest focusing on the border and changing demographics.